Welcome to Revelation Revolution, where I invite you to be part of the solution. And we're here today, Saturday, the 19th of March, 2022. And what are we looking at? Ketanji Brown. Ketanji Brown. This is who Joe Biden puts up for Supreme Court justice. And I'm almost through paying attention to any of this. I can't hardly take it. But apparently this woman goes easy on pedophiles. Apparently what she does is give them the lowest sentence, or actually violate the law to give them a lower sentence than they're supposed to get as a sentence minimum. And this is what America looks like when openly this is the kind of person they're putting up. But why shouldn't they? What have we done about Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton? What have we done about the Bushes? What have we done? Nothing. We just keep complaining. We keep, you know, talking about it, talking about what they want us to talk about, as opposed to making our own plans, charting our own course, building our own enterprises, bringing our lives back to a human life. This is all within your power. Your child with a cell phone is your fault. Your child with a poor education is your fault. You put him in the school with the pedophiles and the Satanists and the people who are deliberately dumbing down. We just lost Charlotte Iserby a few weeks ago. DeliberateDumbingDown.com. I'm sure the site's still up and running. You can learn a lot about the intentional destruction of your children's minds. And remember, we've grown through three generations, well, really four at this point, of public school, each generation getting dumber, more information being taken away. Now they're to the point where there's no cursive, no Shakespeare. Oh, the children don't understand the words. So we don't do vocabulary expansion anymore? Remember 10 new words every week? You had to learn to spell them and their definitions? Just simple stuff. This isn't hard. We've just made choices to watch our lives instead of participate and run them. So taking calls, I've got a guest coming in at the bottom of the hour. Exciting news. taking calls, you know, whatever you want to talk about. I want to talk about how in the world are we openly nominating a pedophile for a supporter of pedophiles for the Supreme Court. And why would you ever listen? I mean, I already told you. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. There's one God. He created me. I have an obligation to him. First commandment, have no other gods before me. He's a jealous God. I'm not thinking about what the Supreme Court says. I don't care about what they say. And they don't have any authority over me, and they know it. And you should know it. Just like they don't have any authority to force you to give the fruit of your labor to them. But you do it. All you people that think I'm a Republican, I'm a nationalist, I'm a patriot, you're a slave. If you're coughing the fruit of your labor up because you don't understand that you don't have to do that, number one, it should be common sense to you. The fruit of your labor represents, that's what the dollar represents. If you're producing, that belongs to you. Who else could it belong to? But they tell you in these schools, generation after generation, oh, well, that's what it costs to be an American. We all have to pitch into the pot. Now they're telling you they're going to defend Ukraine's borders. Ukraine's borders, Israel's borders, anybody's borders but yours. This is your country. You are the boss. If you refuse to take up your responsibility, someone else will do it for you. And when they do it, they're going to charge you for that service. See, it's not free. They're going to extract the fruit of your labor to benefit themselves, and, you know, because you don't want to do the work yourself, the work of living, the joyous gift that we have of this life to build and grow and do. And we don't want to. We want to sit on our butts in front of Netflix getting a universal basic income, typing on the cell phone or the computer. Well, this isn't living. And, you know, if they're extracting all your money and they're destroying your children with all this and you're letting them, well, that's the way it is, isn't it? So in any case, we have all the power, and I really hope people will start to step into it. You know, just, are you putting in a garden? Food's going to be crazy high if you can get it. Are you putting in a garden this year? You know, are your children still in schools? They're talking about, in New York, masks for children under 5 perpetually. What? Wait, kids can't get it. Well, yeah, but if you cut the oxygen supply to a growing baby, you know how fast a baby grows? An infant to a 2-year-old, you know, it's 2 foot in a year. Cut that oxygen off. Let's see how small we can make their brains. It wasn't enough to hit them in the head with a hammer as they were born. Have some autism. Here, have some brain damage for you. Some juvenile diabetes. Fun, fun, fun. You know, husbands and wives breaking up because they've got brain damaged children. It puts a tremendous stress on the family. Now we have the kids being born with cancer. More COVID shots, anyone? Oh, well, Anthony Fauci says you're going to get more. Well, you know, it's okay for now, but we may have to go back to the masks and shots in the fall. I mean, why would you continue? Since when do we give a flu shot, the same flu shot, 2 and 3 and 4 years later? Well, let's just give you more of the flu shot that didn't work, and it's a different season. And it doesn't occur to you that there's a problem there? No, for a lot of people it doesn't. Because you don't think about how things work. You think about what the person that you perceive to be in authority over you says. That's not evidence. But if you respond to it and obey it as if it were the truth, it has the full effect of being true. Because your energy goes to build what they're directing you to build. And they're directing you to build your own prison. They're directing you to bury your children. Give them this shot. If you don't give them the shot, you can't work. What in the world are we doing 2 years into this mess? It's getting on 2.5 years because it really started in October and November of 2019 when the CDC was listing all of the side effects. When Moderna was getting the patent February 4th, 2016, of the genetic sequences that are in the protein spike that they couldn't explain from a bat having sex with a pig and a chicken or whatever nonsense they were talking about, a wet market. It was nonsense. It should have occurred to you it was nonsense if you're our kind of people listening to this kind of show. I mean, it is time for us to put on our big boy pants and stop pretending. Stop going along with this Republican Democrat. Oh, if we can just get Trump elected. Oh, well, even the left wants Trump in now because look at these gas prices. So when he gets in, everybody's going to want him. Well, that's what Hitler looked like. Okay? When everybody was just rah, 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 the gas prices are finally low, the economy is finally good, I'll do whatever he says. Those are people without morals, without principles. And I mean the principle of God made the man, that principle. The fact that you wouldn't be here and that he has all authority over you, whether you believe in him or not. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist. It doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or a Mormon or a Frenchman. It just matters that you respect the truth. And the truth is that you as a man were put on this planet to worship and praise the creation and God through being constructive in his creation. And that's what this is. So when we try to do something else with it, well, I'm going to change what this is. I think it's not so fun. It's not so, you know, exciting to have people that, you know, live on a farm or have fresh milk and eggs and grow their own chickens and turkeys and beef. That's kind of boring. I want to get to the city. And I was that kid, by the way. You know, when I went to college, when I got out, I mean, I was in a little tiny town college, you know. It was all beautiful and stuff. But I was 18. I was 20. I didn't appreciate any of that. I was ready to party. I wanted to go to New York or Chicago. And I wound up in other cities. But as you get older and you realize, and again, I was one of those people raised in the schools, raised without God, without truth, without purpose of my being, except to consume, to compete, to you know, I was going to be a doctor, you know, I was in the private school, I was doing the, you know, but when you look at what is important in life, it's not those things. My dad was a doctor, my mom was a banker and a real estate agent and a teacher. But they both died of cancer because they didn't respect the truth of how the body worked. My dad used medical doctors to try to save her and discouraged the basic herbal formulas and simple things that would have cleaned up her body. That, you know, detox, you kill the pathogens, and then you nourish the unit with real food. You don't eat margarine. Mommy ate margarine. She microwaved her vegetables, broccoli. She microwaved the water for her coffee. I mean, if you feed a plant microwaved water for 3 days, it'll die. So we have to respect that there's energy. There's energy in the water. That's why, you know, when you break the structure of the water, when it's dead, well, this is an energy planet, and we are energy beings. If you look at Carillion photography of your hand or your a body part, you literally have a glow. There's an aura that surrounds your body and extends from your body. That's why some people, you feel great around them. You get high energy. Some people, they just drain the daylights out of you, and you just want to get away from them as fast as you can. And this is all real, and it is included in our food. So all this fast food that you're eating, all this canned food, boxed food, all these things that were, the oils were, because what happens is if you eat those foods, you know, rancid oils can hurt you. You know, so they'll take out all the things that can hurt you, but then add back man-made substitute vitamins, which, of course, don't do anything the way God created the man to receive it. So it's there, and things may be a little better, but how about we just stop fighting the creator? How about we just be at peace with the truth? Peace is cessation of againstness. How long are we going to be against what built this country? Christian values is what built this nation. It doesn't mean that Indians weren't killed. I'm part Indian. It doesn't mean that blacks weren't slaves. I'm part black slave. What it means is the principles that were written down in the Declaration of Independence, that the purpose of government to defend life, liberty, and property, or well, it's pursuit of happiness, but it is the equivalent of property, leave people alone. They're free kings. Let them do as they please. Not let them, but they shall do as they please. Because God put you here. There's no man that put you here that made you subject, that made you slave, that you have a thought that you have to give your children over to them to raise, like they stole the Indians' children. Hey, but at least the Indians got a real education in terms of they could do math, they could write English, they could read, you know. They actually were taught something, even though their culture was destroyed and taken from them, and they were beaten and treated badly if they spoke their own language to make them forget. So this, they're doing it to us a different way. They're giving us Netflix. They're giving us, you know, so we don't need to be beaten. We want to go to the metaverse. We want to have sex with the robot that can do it better than a human. We want that. So how are we going to win if what we want is opposed to what the creation is and the purpose of the creation and the purpose of this country? This is a place where free men were to live as kings. That's what this place was. Black, white, or otherwise, this is the purpose of this nation. The Constitution enshrines and protects those rights in the first 10 amendments. All this additional stuff that they've been adding, a lot of it shouldn't even be there, especially the part where they changed the meeting time for Congress from the first Monday in December to the third day of January with the 20th Amendment. It's like saying it flips the whole purpose of what this country and what this government is on its head. We went from masters, kings, to slaves, subjects. And my whole point is that we can change these things. I tell you, I noticed that Alex, and I love Alex Jones. He's a wonderful man. He's doing the best he can, as we all are. And he's doing working with the tax group to get people their money back. You know, following all the rules. If you owe a lot of money, call the group. They'll, you know, they keep part of the money, and then they give Alex part of the money for sponsoring the show, and then they get you, you know, chunk of money back. He said the average is, you know, like 20-22% is what you pay instead of 37% or something like that. Well, my point is, why are you paying anything at all? Why are you giving the fruit of your labor to your maids and butlers so they can live better than you do? Nancy Pelosi just bought a new mansion in Florida. Obama, he's got houses where? Hawaii. And then they built that house, had that house in Washington. And, you know, where are they getting all this money? What productivity do we see added on to the scale for anything that any of these people are producing? And the answer is nothing. It's just a great big $30 trillion hole. And now they're getting ready to take your reserve currency status away. Oh, my goodness. Do you understand where you are at this point? When they take the reserve status from the dollar, when you have them settling assets, settling accounts between Russia and China with assets and gold, what do they need your dollar for? And why would anybody let you continue to treat your dollar like it was worth something? It's not worth anything. It's the confidence that allows you to spend that dollar. So when the confidence is gone, you think a Chinaman, the Chinese or the Russians or the Iraqis or whoever are going to take these dollars? Maybe 100 of them for every $1 of their currency where they actually pump oil out of the ground or Russia with the minerals and oil and gas or China with all of the manufactured production. What's America got to offer? Military men to go kill people in other people's countries? Is that what we have to offer? Yep. That's all we've got. They take your sons and daughters and send them over to kill people in places they don't even know where they are and cultures they know nothing about, having no benefit for America. This is the result of 3 and 4 generations of public schooling and the media and those cell phones and computers. This is what happens when you allow them to focus your attention, when you let them choose how you'll spend your energy. Anyway, we're going to break. Call in if you want to call in before 4:30. Got a guest coming at 4:30. 512-248-8252. See you on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back. Had a little technical difficulty, but I've got my guest. I've got Kelby Smith with me today, and I was just talking about the program, the tax program that Alex is working with to fund his radio station, which is a wonderful thing. I mean, but here's the thing. Why are you giving them anything at all? If you pay taxes that you owe, that's a responsible behavior. If you pay taxes to a criminal organization of Satanists and pedophiles to destroy your own country when you don't owe them, you're complicit in the destruction of your nation. And you really do have to come to terms with that, because they couldn't do all this, not only without your money, but what is your money? It's your converted energy. You're spending your energy to destroy your own country, your own families, your own children, your own freedom. So instead of trying not to give them as much, why don't we just don't give them what we don't own? That's one thing. But Kelby is actually on with us today. This is Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv. He is coming on to talk about a new opportunity for information to spread with a, well, he's going to cover it, but that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm trying to think. Just hold the calls. I'm so sorry. I said call in, but just hold the call. So he has, because we cut the hour short. So anyway, Kelby, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so glad you could join me early.
Yeah.
So I kind of teed him up a little bit to tell him there's something new and exciting. So we could talk about the tax stuff and then go into the other project. But
There's first and foremost, there's Christians are teaching, pastors are teaching that to be a good Christian, you must pay your taxes, and that's a lie. Pastors are also teaching that Romans 13, that you are to be obedient to your government, and they're teaching it wrong. We, the people here in this nation, are the government, and if they are not obedient to our rules, our laws, then they are disobeying the word of God. Then 1 Peter 2:13 says you must obey every form of human government, but that's not correctly translated. The original Greek does not say you must. It says you may be required. So first off, for every Christian listening, there is no whatsoever obedience to anything outside of God. And in this nation, you are the government. And that's what a lot of people forget. Now, you can get employed by the United States, which is an exclusive corporation that was actually designed to uphold our God-given unalienable rights. That's all it was designed for. And so that's why they created the District of Goddess of Death and Destruction, which is what Columbia means. And that's why they put them in that 10-square-mile area. And that's all they were supposed to do. But over a period of time, that corporation needed more collateral because that's how this whole thing was designed. And they took the money, they, you know, the gold, the silver. They took the land, House Resolution 1492. They took the people, HJR 192 and Social Security Administrative Act of 1935. So without a doubt, the people have become the collateral by becoming employed to the United States. By getting a Social Security number, your employment ID number, and now you work for them. So did you get full disclosure that you were going to lose your constitutional, guaranteed, God-given, unalienable rights? No, you did not. You did not get full disclosure that you were becoming the surety or the collateral for a corporation. They never told us any of that. As a matter of fact, they just said, hey, parents, sign the life equivalent of your child, the birth certificate, the birth bond, over to the state. And because Rundle versus Delaware, it's a Supreme Court ruling, says a corporation, United States, is a federal corporation, cannot do business with a living man. They had to design the registered organization and make you think that you were by an operation of law, one. It's called the collective entity doctrine, and it's no BS, excuse my French. But we, I actually did a show. You can go to hisadvocates.org and click on where I explain the straw man, which is the registered organization, the birth certificate. I just did it on hisadvocates.tv. We're going to be posting it over there today. But I do have some exciting news. We're one of just a few thousand channels. We got our own channel. We've been in negotiations with Roku, Amazon Fire, and Android TV. Android TV is going to pick us up next month. Roku and Amazon Fire, we're live, but we're just getting started. Like, this just happened Friday.
Yeah.
And we just got turned on. So if you're on Roku, go find His Advocates. Amazon Fire, well, next week will be turned on. But here's the great thing. This is a network level, hundreds of millions of people potential watching the reverse of all the programming they've been doing everywhere else. And we're 24 hours, 7 day a week network, our own network, going to be offering people the opportunity to come on. They can talk their product. They can share information. They could do news, so long as it's going back towards under God in Republic and exposing the lies, because that's what we're exclusively going for. And it's rough because it was a long time in the making. It's very expensive to do, and it's an invite kind of a thing. But we're live, and so Friday afternoon I saw my own channel. And I about fell out of my seat. I was super happy. Got a little teary-eyed, texted three or four people, you know, that I was close to. And now it starts, you know, because I don't want to be an Oprah Winfrey. I don't want to be somebody who disseminates lies. But at the same time, they have their own terms of service, and there's things that we have to look out for. We're looking for channel content, and I think Republic Broadcasting is probably going to have their own line.
There you go. And you're right about, well, hold on. I got Roku, Amazon Fire. What was that third one? I'm not computer literate.
Yeah, Android TV. So, like, Android.
Android TV. Okay.
Yeah, can't get on Apple. Apple's a bunch of big fat liars. You know, they don't let anybody on that says anything about freedom or truth about.
Well, that's okay. People are leaving those spaces. It's like MySpace. It's like, you know, they may be there, but nobody's there with them because, you look at these little Zoomers, this Generation Z, these young people, they get it. They've been raised with these cell phones. And now, mind you, I'm not big on children having cell phones. But what's happened with these young people is you can say what you want them to believe trying to program them, but if they've already seen the facts, they will not leave the truth. And that's why it's so important. The Bible talks about, you know, suffer the little children unto me. Well, Christ is truth. Let the children see the truth. You don't lie to a kid, because if you lie to a child, there's no solid foundation underneath. So, but with something like this, you could feel comfortable, you know, with your kids. My children grew up with shortwave radio basically all day, every day, because we didn't do TV. And so this is a real gift. I'm so excited about it because you have pictures. I only had radio. So yeah. You guys, I mean, I love the things where you can see people, they can hold up documents, they can, you know, network, moms groups, people doing constructive things, being able to have a place to display, to show, to coordinate, to get together. And that's basically what this is, because that's what your TV does. I mean, if you watch Friends, or remember that one, what was the one where Ted Danson, you go to the bar?
Cheers.
Cheers. And see, that's people's family.
Everybody knows your name.
Well, that's like people's family, though. Remember, people would watch it, you know, you go where everybody, but everybody would watch it, and that feels like your family. Well, for us, like Republic Broadcasting, that's our family. And this is going to be another family, and it's a family of power. It's not just hearing about the trouble. It's what do we do about it? And anyway, so go on. I'm sorry. I'm very excited, though. I think this is great.
Don't be sorry. We've been pulled off of a bunch of different social media. I lost my YouTube channel with tens of thousands of people, and when I would go live, 2,000 or 3,000 people would watch it within 24 hours, which isn't super big, but it's getting information out there. And unfortunately, I was labeled as medical misinformation, and it's the reverse of that is the irony. It's like I was the one exposing the truth, and I was the one exposing choices, and I was the one talking about what God has done for our immune system. And unfortunately, I was labeled a domestic terrorist. because I'm a believer in God, and because I believe in truth, and because I stand firm on that, people don't realize what's coming for them in this nation, and what they've already been labeled under the Federal Trading with the Enemy Act and the Emergency Banking War Powers Act. You're actually an enemy, a combatant, and a belligerent against the United States if you are a United States citizen. Why? Because they made you the collateral for their debt and bad decisions. Now, Washington, listen, what I'm about to say, I don't care what anybody says. This is a fact, Jack. Washington, D.C. is dead, dead, dead. There's no business going on there. You can drive through it, and there's next to nothing happening. The White House, in my opinion, is closed. I have not seen any activity. When, quote-unquote, Biden first got in the office, they tried to pull one over on us and put him on a 747 that said Air Force One. Why is that? If you're the president of the United States of America, why aren't you getting on the actual Air Force One? There's two identical ones. Why wouldn't you get on one of them? If you're actually the president, why would you have to go into a camera room or a studio to do your roundtable? Is it all really a lie? I don't know. But what's crazy is we're all believing, like a lot of people out there, believe in the narrative, and they're believing that lie. And that's not what's going to happen in the future. In the very near future, you're going to see a big push on the reduction of fossil fuels. You're going to see the next pandemic of fossil fuels. The next shutdown where you're locked in your house will be over fossil fuels. Listen to me very carefully. They're going to try to do this again, only on a much more severe basis in the next years to come. And this is why this nation must be in republic at the county by county level, and you must quit the corporation, defund it, get your butt out, not pay a dime to the whore, call his advocates, we'll help you out all the way through the process, and we can give you ways to operate in commerce completely privately under God, have cryptocurrency completely privately under God, never taxed, sheltered, where you are protected, you are doing it lawfully, legally, and where you're able to operate now for God in the private. And that's something a lot of people don't know about and or have the opportunity to put themselves forward with.
See, and I call that a twofer. You do what you're talking about, and what happens? You keep the fruit of your labor under your control. The other part of it is you don't contribute to that which is destroying you. I mean, how do you explain this to your children? Well, I gave them money because I was scared. Or I gave them the money because, well, everybody's doing it. Well, I didn't want to look bad. I didn't want to, you know, not look patriotic. Are we about what things look like, or are we about what things are? And at this point, if there was benefit, look, if we were in the 40s and 50s coming into the stampede of, you know what I mean, we had great factories, great lives, you know what I mean, in the 40s, the 50s, well, not the 40s so much, but the 50s, when everybody came home from the war, it was all good. You know, so who's going to want to deal with the truth? Well, now it's all crap. Now your gas is $4 a gallon going to 5, 6, 7, wherever they want to take it. Now your food, they want to feed you bugs. Now their real estate. Well, Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. You got foreigners coming in here and buying up your land. You're being flooded with brownskins from foreign countries with no skill sets to come in here and live off of you. They're in hotels. They're eating off of your back. And you can't get any housing. You can't get any care for your aged or retarded or brain damaged or they had a car accident and can't take care of themselves. And, well, whatever the problem is in America, you don't get any help. But they're bringing all these people in. And meantime, all of the criminals who've done this to you, the Clintons, the Bushes, the all of them, the Faucis, all of them, they still are getting your money. They're still handing your money out to Ukraine and other countries to defend their borders and all this nonsense. And you're contributing to it by, number one, continuing as if Republican, Democrat, and all this voting means anything at all. If you won't control that vote, and I mean a pen, a paper, a ballot, and it's counted in public at midnight, or at 7 o'clock, you know, when the polls close, and that number is posted on the door by midnight that night. And if you can't do, or within a day, but if you can't, and it's easily done because it's the way we always did it. We're using technology to avoid our responsibility. And so to do the Kelby program, and it, you could do it without Kelby. I don't care how you do it. But the problem is when, because I've looked at this for 20 years, and I'm finally doing it. And the reason is, I mean, I was there when the Schiff book, and he went to jail and all that, and I understood that I am a child of the living God, and I'm not responsible to give the fruit of my labor or the control of my life to any man. That's a godly principle. But for people that are atheists, for people that don't believe any of that, for people who are raised without, you know, without any real understanding of what's going on, you do understand that someone's taking your money, right, to use it to hurt you. You get that? So my suggestion is you stop doing it because you get both the money, your time, and your freedom to stop being abused and hurt, and you do not contribute and have blood on your hands because you have blood on your hands if you are contributing money to this, and it doesn't matter how afraid you were. God's not going to judge you based on, well, you were afraid, so, you know, that's how Ketanji Brown judges the pedophiles. Oh, well, you know, I know you didn't mean to rape that child, so I'm going to give you a lower sentence than even the law allows. And she's considered for the Supreme Court. These are the people that you're supporting and paying for. You better think about that because it's almost too late. 2 million foreigners came in last year right through those borders, and they're a couple of, what, 800,000 they said through? I mean, it's ridiculous. And the only way it's going to stop is if you understand who and what you are, and you stop contributing to the problem. So again, Kelby Smith, it's hisadvocates.org and hisadvocates.tv. And then, Kelby, can you go through the other sites and information where they can learn things on their own? This is a short one-hour show. We don't have that much time. but I'm trying to encourage people to change their lifestyle. This is what I use for my kids for homeschool. It's like they're all naturopathic doctors because that's homeschool. That's what we do. Everybody does something. Well, this is everybody's life. Your children should know how to maintain their freedom. Even if you're too cowardly to do it, your children or your children having children, they don't have to get birth certificates. I have two children without birth certificates. All you need is affidavit. So, you know, Kelby, if you want to go on, I'm going to shut up now and kind of let you wrap.
It's funny because the live born record is your proof of ownership of your child. You hand it over to the state. They convert it to a birth certificate, which makes it a security. That's what the certificate is. They put the CUSIP number on it. They put it on Wall Street. They trade it. And basically your child, by holding that office of that artificial person, which the artificial person is the birth certificate, the artificial person is the United States citizen. People don't know that. This is all under Uniform Commercial Code Section 9. Look up the words registered organization. That is the birth certificate. People, we need to wake up. We need to realize that, you know, I get children without birth certificates, passports all the time. And a child that is truly free under God with no obligation, no, they're not the surety, the collateral. If you're a Christian, read your Bible. You're not supposed to be the surety for anything or in the collateral for anything. You know, what's crazy is by an operation of law, this world is under, you know, some pretty dark, nefarious things. You could be secular and disagree, but in my opinion, as a believer, there's very light and dark elements in this world. Obviously, I call it Satan. And currently, he's operating as a squatter in this world because Christ bought it 2,000 years ago. That's another misconception. People think Christ just bought the spirit of a man or people, if you will. And that's not true alone. It's a part of the story. Read Revelation 5. That's the title deed to the earth. He who was found worthy to open up the scroll and loose its seals. Title deed to the earth. Christ had to pay for everything on this earth. What did Satan do since then? He had to create artificial everything. Corporations, registered organizations, fiat currency systems, legal systems, every single thing that belongs to God, Satan has created an overlay to make people think that he is the owner of that or he is in control of that. And so by the mere fact of being obedient to God, come out of her, my people, Revelation 18:4, and you will not be judged by the plagues. Why? Number one, you're not participating in the ungodly nature of throwing children into the fire. I know that sounds drastic, if you will. What do you think an abortion is doing? What do you think your funds going to fund foreign war is doing? What do you think your funds going to pay for injecting children right now is doing?
There you go, thou shalt not do murder.
With vaccines. You are personally culpable and liable, and it's why if you don't come out, you are going to pay in judgments during these periods of plagues and in this judgment period before he comes, period.
Well, if you look at the plagues, too, the plagues were just, you know, frogs and the river turning to blood. That wasn't something that you personally controlled. But when he's talking about, come out of her, my people, so you don't suffer from the plagues, it's your actions. If I eat the genetically modified food and I take the vaccines, oops, I have breast cancer. I have cancer. If I, you know, so it's the consequence of your disobedience that is your hell. I mean, it's your punishment. It's not God punishing you. It's that what you raise your hand to do is causing the fruit that is a negative. It's a hole, not a pile. But real quick, I did get a caller in, but he's one of the wonderful talk show hosts from RBN, Chris Switzer, I think, or Chris Steiner. I'm not sure. It was kind of foggy. You want to come on in? Tell me which Chris it is.
Hi, this is Chris Steiner.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm super duper darn decent. Thanks.
And you're on with Kelby. You're on with Kelby Smith.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Kelby, I wanted to address what you were mentioning about currency, and you know, fiat money is anything that's government decreed by. That's the definition of fiat. So even gold and silver can be fiat money, and it has been. And when the Depression was the crime of the last Great Depression was committed, it was committed with usury, with gold-backed money. So I think that currency should be based on productivity. You're mentioning cryptocurrency, but I'm really for productivity-backed currency, like community currency, time banks, barter networks, cooperatives.
I call it labor bucks.
What's that?
Yeah.
I call it labor bucks.
Right. Okay, labor I bucks. Haven't heard that. So, you know, not everybody has enough money, but everyone has the same amount of time, and because human productivity is virtually unlimited, it's limited only by time and technological innovation. An economy supply of currency shouldn't be limited by any commodity like gold or silver or even basket of commodities, unless they want to restrict our productivity, our beautiful potential creativity to be sapped by those bankster gangsters. And my concern, another concern with cryptocurrency is that it's not only not tangible, but that it's Bitcoin is limited to 21 million. So you can't base an economy on that. It's going to have to give way some point. Large amounts of commodities like precious metals can be dumped onto the markets, lowering prices by those bankster gangsters and allowing, or the trillionaires like the Queen of England, and allowing them to be bought back in higher quantities. So as technology increases, so should our standards of living. But the opposite is happening, as you know, because of the rigged economy, and you know, especially for those who are participating exclusively in those usurious rigged economies. So as I said, we should promote and participate in more equitable commerce media like community currencies, time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, and swap shops. And with these, we can defeat usury, ensure abundance, allow more time for civic involvement, encourage patient conversation, trend towards a gifting society, and by fertilizing that patient conversation, we can make more progress than by trying to educate on any other issue and showing that we can find more time to cultivate ourselves and our civilizations. We can whip the money changers with minimal physical conflict. We can cease feeding those beasts, proving we're not dependent, exiting the rusting plantation.
Very good. Hey, how about some of that for content, Kelby? This is encouraging.
It's an interesting thought process. I only brought up fiat currency from a standpoint of what was developed. I don't care what the United States government is labeling as what they believe fiat currency is. Gold or silver is an absolute, never changes its value. It's only the fiat currencies, the dollars and the yens and the dinars, and by those depletions in value or the inflation of printing trillions and trillions of dollars in debt, and their combination of suppressing silver, suppressing gold, the true money in the system. All I was trying to say was that Satan has come up with what people believe is something that has more value than gold or silver. Now, I agree totally 100% on your thought process as to what you said. I was just trying to make a correlation to the fact that from a biblical perspective, that because he is currently reigning in this world for a short period of time, he's had to rig things to make us believe in structures and systems, and that includes crypto, that have always caused instability, allow for the bankers to get richer and the wars to grow higher. But what I do is show people how they can operate on a crypto-based platform in the private, tax-free, and spend 100% where they are the actual bank, and where there is no reporting requirement to any entity anywhere lawfully. That's all I was trying to say.
No, and you know what? I'm just going to add this. The Bible says that money is land, cattle, gold, and silver. They are the absolutes. But that you can't trade your land every time you want to buy a car or whatever. The representation of a man's labor, if it's in tulip bulbs, if it's on sticks with notches in it, it doesn't matter what the thing is that people are universally willing to accept. It just has to be something that is not able to be inflated, to be where there is on the balance labor equals product. You know, the Bitcoin or the whatever coin equals a certain fixed. There has to be something on the other side of it. In terms of, I think what you're trying to say, Kelby, is the representation of the man's labor. If you do it digitally, and that's how they happen to be doing it. And there's some, I can't remember. I don't know a whole lot about this, but like XRP. I mean, I can remember that. I'm not into it.
Well, let's discuss
I understand
it, because this is very important. Because what he said is going to work on a community by community basis, like on a small time level. The majority of the people will never accept anything other than what they are doing currently, which is what they are being presented. The majority of people will be moving into crypto 100%. All fiat, all money is going to go into cryptocurrency.
In the last Great Depression, there were over 3,000 community currencies out of necessity.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin is profitable. The crypto wallets have been raided by the FBI, and the cryptos are not substantiated by actual productivity. It's only by those cyber elitists who can mine them. You know, it can do the calculations.
Well, I'm not in disagreement with you. I think we need to be smarter about how we hold the money, hold the crypto. I think 100% of all fiat currencies are going to go into cryptocurrencies in the next 2 to 3 years. I think XRP, Bitcoin, the top 15 use case coins, the ones that are doing something towards the financial systems to change the financial systems, 20022 compliant coins like XRP, XLM. I got about 15 coins that we hold. But the trick isn't just holding the coins, it's holding them privately, it's holding them securely.
Right.
And it's knowing when to convert them into real assets, tangible assets that you can barter with. It's the ability. I just had a friend pay $2.1 million for a house using 100% crypto, 100% tax base free. The hard money crypto guy took his 4 points and wired the money into escrow. The land cleared, went into private trust, fee simple. And now he's got a huge parcel of land, 7,000 square foot house on top of a hill in a private community where he can now operate his other 15 million in crypto or whatever he has, to purchase more assets for himself, and to build a basis of protecting his family and his future. Crypto is absolutely going to be the majority of what people use. Now, people are either going to ride that bandwagon and figure out how to privatize it, secure it, make it so they're not a taxable liability, or the FBI can't raid it, because the FBI cannot raid hard wallets unless they knew the passwords, unless they had jurisdiction over the individual holding the wallet, and they can prove that the money that went into the wallet was gained from a U.S. citizen and not from a private trust or a private entity. There's a lot of considerations, and that's all I'm here for, is not to, you know, say something negative about what you're saying. I believe in everything that you're saying. I'm 100% behind it. And I just don't see that translating into the real world of what's going to take place. Just like I don't believe Republic is going to be re-inhabited for the whole body of people. Even though I was a part of re-inhabiting the Republic, I realized the majority of people in Republic were complaining U.S. citizens. I can't even get people in the Republic who want to be free to become personally free, to remove their corporate bond contracts where they've signed these adhesion trusts, driver's license, voters, and all that. I can't even get them to believe that by signing a contract, they've made themselves personally liable to anything. So how do we make people believe that so they can come out? How do you make people believe that, you know, setting up these private communities, which absolutely does work and absolutely, you know, but the majority of those people still doing that in that private community are still going to be tapped into a crypto-based system and still going to be having mortgages and still going to be having, you know, these things that they can't shake themselves of because they're debtors. And that's a big thing, is like, how do you get out of debt, number one, get out of being a bond servant slave, number two, come in Republic and teach people on a community level to do what you're saying but operating outside of the United States, creating their county by county once again, like we had in the old days.
Well, you know, if the currency isn't in your possession, then is it really yours? Is the bottom line. And I'm yeah. most the equitable commerce media that I'm most for is community currency, because it's tangible, but it's more difficult to organize. So there are barter networks would be my second, and there are barter network books that currency that are very popular and have saved businesses. I've seen, especially the last Bankster Gangster crisis in 2007-2008. Right. On my August 10th show at theliberationstation.com, I had a guest on in the second hour, Lizette LaForge, where her and her husband's business was saved due to barter networks here locally. And gold and silver have held their value in this environment of usury, but just think if we had a new renaissance, and imagine if we didn't have usury like during Renaissance times, which was due mostly to the Bank of Venice that lasted almost 100 years until it was sacked by Napoleon, who was a Rothschild agent. At that time, a man could work just 13 weeks out of the year to support his family, and the rest of the time travel, become an apprentice, enrich himself in other ways.
There you go. Chris, hey, we're coming up on the end of the show. I want to give Kelby a chance to close out.
Just one last thing. Check out Pastor Sheldon Emery's The Utter Impossibility of Gold-Backed Money and The Secret of Oz documentary.
Okay. Hey, Kelby, you want to put out your phone numbers, any contact stuff?
If you guys are interested and you want information, text the word freedom to 855-452-0499. 855-452-0499, or join us at His Advocates, His meaning God, advocates.org.
Beautiful. All right, and thanks so much for joining us today. Please send money. RBN allows you to hear this information. Please support them. $10 a month, put it on a credit card. You won't even feel it. It's worth the money. You'll miss them if they're gone. Okay, we'll see you next week.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell. Oh, yeah.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.